we just get a couple comments about where you think things are heading in terms of the adjuvant setting. And right now, how, you know, obviously the trials are just getting started, where you see that heading, where you see the risk-benefit ratio, and also thinking about mechanism of action of bevacizumab, where you think it's likely or not very likely to work in the adjuvant setting. Eric?
We'll have to see where the data take us, you know, where we're going with these adjuvant trials, initially with the pilot and then with a larger study. I think it is reasonably likely that it'll be an effective agent in the adjuvant setting, but we don't know it. And I think that all of us will have a similar approach as we've had with trastuzumab, which is that outside of the trials, I don't think any of us will use it in the adjuvant setting.
Kathy?
I would agree entirely. I won't use it in the adjuvant setting outside of the trial, and it doesn't matter how young and how many positive nodes you put in the scenario to get me to try and change my mind about that. I have no trouble going on record as saying I think the adjuvant trials will be positive and will show a benefit closer to the benefit that we see with endocrine therapy and Herceptin than the benefits we've seen with tweaking chemotherapy regimens.
Could you comment just very briefly on the stuff you were telling me about in terms of osteoclast?
There was a fascinating basic research study done in the laboratory in Xenograft. My study is looking specifically at the earliest indication of metastatic disease. It was done by Shaheen Rafi's large research group. And what they found is that at sites of future metastatic disease, the first cells that populate those areas are not the malignant cells. They are VEGF receptor 1 positive bone marrow derived progenitor cells, essentially sent out as emissaries under humoral control of the tumors. They populate sites of future metastatic disease several days before the tumor cells arrive. If you treat those mice with a VEGF receptor antagonist or a VEGF ligand antibody, you can prevent those cells from arriving and populating those areas, and you get an exactly consistent decline in the number of metastases. So the biology of the increase in progression of number of proangiogenic factors that are expressed in breast cancer combined with that data, if anything, would argue that the benefits will be even greater in the adjuvant setting than what we've already seen.